5, including the following application numbers: DHO waiver 2025-00039, DHO waiver 2025-00038, DHO waiver 2025-00037, vacation application number 2025-00067, vacation application number 2025-00068, vacation application number 2025-00069, and finally, major plat application number 2025-00021. Bohannon Houston Incorporated, Kelly Klein and Kimberly Legan, agents for TA Land Company, request the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of lot tract A1C, Salazar Family Trust et al., zoned R1A, located between Unser Boulevard and 98th Street Southwest. Subject site contains approximately 55 acres. Ms. Klein, good morning.
Good morning.
Let me swear you in if you'll give us your name and address for the record, and then I'll give you an opportunity to explain the proposals. Do you swear affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much.
This is Kelly Klein with Bohannon Houston, 7500 Jefferson Street, Northeast. Yes, thanks for the opportunity to present this preliminary plat on behalf of the TA Lands. So what we're proposing to do is separate this tract one into 283 single-family homes with all the infrastructure required to support that development. We will also be addressing, as part of the subdivision, the drainage and the floodplain. We're installing a storm drain through the subdivision to manage the flows in that floodplain. The storm drain will end up into the northeast corner of a drainage pond, and we will be we've already submitted a Clomer and Lomer for the removal of that floodplain.
Okay. Anything else at this point, Ms. Klein?
No, I stand for questions or and to hear the comments.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much. Any members of the public interested in speaking on item number two? Let me get to my right screen here. I apologize. PR 2024-010885. Again, a call for members of the public wishing to provide testimony on item number two. If you would let us know. Not seeing anybody as I scroll through our participants. Last call for any members of the public for item number two. Mr. Rodenbeck, I see that your hand's up. Let me swear you in and then we'll hear from you. Do you swear affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you so much, Jay. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Hanauser. This is Jay Rodenbeck. I just want to note that this is an application that we received comments from MAFCA on, and it's up to you what order, we hear from them, but I feel like it's pretty important to hear from them on this particular application.
Yes, excellent point. Thank you so much. Yeah, let's begin with comments. Let's start with the MAFCA. Jared, will that be you?
Yes, they will.
All right, let me swear you in and then give you an opportunity to give us some MAFCA comments, okay? Do you swear or affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
I do, yes.
Go ahead, sir.
Good morning. This is Jared Romero with MAFCA. I am the drainage engineer, and our address is 2600 Prospect Avenue Northeast. MAFCA does not have any adverse comments on the preliminary plat. There are conditions of approval for that as far as the timing of the signatures on any platting action as it relates to the Clomer that Ms. Klein already mentioned. The engineer has been working with MAFCA to review infrastructure lists as well as design plans, and I will be putting our conditions of approval in the chat for the record.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Romero. I appreciate that. Ms. Klein, any questions of a MAFCA?
Not at this time.
Okay.
I'll take a quick peek at the chat just to make sure. But
Sure.
I think we've been working with AMAFCA, and I think we're all on the same page. So I'm not expecting anything new there.
Okay, good. All right, next, let's move on to Water Authority. Mr. Gutierrez, let me swear you in. Do you swear or affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much, David. Go ahead.
Yeah, for all the waivers, there's no objection from the Water Authority. Vacations, no objections either. For the preliminary plat, and infrastructure list needs to be revised. And then pro rata must be paid prior to final signature. And then, of course, we'll need a financial guarantee prior to final signature of the final plat. So those are final plat requirements. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
This is
Go ahead,
Kelly
Callahan.
Klein. Yeah,
Go
sorry.
ahead.
This is Kelly Klein with Bohannon Houston. David, can you just confirm real quick what you're expecting to see as a revision on the infrastructure list? Just wanted to make sure we're getting what you're seeing.
So for yeah, this is David with Water on the 12-inch diameter water line is not on there. For I don't know what the road, I'm trying to remember, really small on my screen, but
Okay, I think I just wanted to clarify that that
unfortunate.
was it. So I think it's the Anderson Hills and Quinto Drive. It differs from that exhibit that you had shown us, but as I look at the exhibit in the Water Authority, I see that we're changing that 8-inch to the 12-inch. So we'll get that updated and show that section of water line in that street as well.
Yeah, and if you need to, we can meet and like to go over it real quick.
Okay.
Send me a copy before you submit it for signature so I can take a look.
Sure, will do.
But I think that was it. Just that 12-inch wasn't on there.
And David, sorry, the revision, is that something that takes place outside of the DHO process? Does it need to be a condition of any subsequent approval?
No, I think it would just be a finding. It would be taken care of outside of this. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the clarification.
Thank you.
All right, code enforcement, Mr. Rodenbeck, is that to you? Thank you so much. Jay, do you swear affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, please.
This is Jay Rodenbeck speaking on behalf of code enforcement. Code enforcement has no comments on this application.
Okay. Parks and Rec, is that back to you, Jay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Just a reminder, still under oath. Go ahead, please.
This is Jay Rodenbeck speaking on behalf of Parks and Recreation. They have no objections to the requested actions, but they do have a condition for the final plat. Clarify with detail the proximity of the existing trail with BAC 2025-00067, which is a vacation of a public drainage easement. There must be a minimum 3-foot buffer from private property lines to existing trail. This is Jay Rodenbeck. I am just relaying on comments from Parks and Recreation, but to me that seems like something that we need to get confirmed at the preliminary plat stage. But they are citing the final plat. But just want to make it clear, the final plat really needs to match up with the preliminary plat, with the exceptions of any conditions or findings that we have. I guess this would be a condition, so this is something that we could tie to the final plat. But anyways, I guess I'll ask the applicant's team, Mr. Hirnosser, if you're okay with it, for them to clarify if there's a minimum 3-foot buffer from private property lines to the existing trail.
Hi, this is Kelly with Bohannon Houston. We might need to get some additional clarification with Parks and Rec. There's
Sure.
multiple existing trails in that area. So, but from the main trail that looks like it was pointed out in the comments that we received, we're 10 feet away from that existing trail, except for about 130 feet where we're actually tying to grades in the maintenance pond, or the maintenance road around the pond is connecting to it. So I feel like we are meeting those trail connections for them, but if there's anything that we're missing, we'll need some clarification.
All right, thanks, Kelly. And this is Jay Rodenbeck. I noticed on Parks and Recreation's memo that Hannah Shea has her contact information in there. I'd say it'd be good to reach out to her and Whitney Phelan and just get all that confirmed. Thanks.
Ms. Klein, do you have her contact information?
I think it's in the notes and the
Yes,
comments
ma'am.
that we were delivered. Thank you very much.
Okay, good. All right, Mr. Rodenbeck, thank you for that. And if, as you mentioned, if you'll make sure you get that comment in the chat box, I'd appreciate it. All right, hydrology. Mr. Chen, let's go to you. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, please.
Hydrology has an approved grading drainage plan with engineer stamp date of December 5th, 2025. Hydrology has no objections. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chin. Mr. Kanbar, let's do transportation next, please, sir. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead, please.
No objections to any of the waivers or vacations. No objection to the plat.
All right, very good. Thank you. Mr. Weber, we back to you for planning comments.
Marcelo Ibarra, I'll be providing
Oh,
those.
Marcelo,
There we go.
I'm so sorry. I should have scrolled down further. Let me swear you in, sir. Do
No
you swear
problem.
affirm? Do you swear affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead, please.
Okay, I'm going to start with a question for the applicant team. Good morning, first of all.
Morning.
Can you confirm whether the bulk plat approved on October 29th of the previous year has been recorded with the Bernalillo County Clerk under project number PR 2024-010438, bulk plat 2025-0003? And also, if you guys can provide a copy if it hasn't been recorded, because I didn't see any of those documents provided in the application packet.
Yes, this is Kelly Klein again with Bohannon Houston. It has not been recorded as of this date. We are still working with MAFCA and their legal department to final the sale and the documentation of that portion of land that we're including for our Northeast Pond. So it's in process. It's just taking a little bit longer, but we will get that approved. And then we'll be able to record the plat.
Oh, okay. Thank you for that information.
Mr. Ibarra, I apologize for the interruption. Mr. Rodenbeck, I saw that
Sure.
your hand went up as well. I just want to make sure we give him an opportunity to provide comment as it relates. I'm assuming it relates to your previous question. Go ahead, Jay.
Thank you, Mr. Aronofsky. So this is Jay Rodenbeck. So I want to make it very clear on the record, without a recorded bulk land plat, which leads to this preliminary plat, staff, planning staff feel very strongly, and we're going to go over all of our comments with you, Kelly and team, and hopefully we can get everything resolved here in the next couple of weeks before the next DHO meeting. But staff feel very strongly, and I conferred with the city engineer on this. He feels very strongly that this bulk land plat needs to be recorded before the DHO is able to approve the preliminary plat. Now, I wanted to get that on the record.
Ms. Klein, any question about comment about Mr. Rodenbeck's statement?
I guess just to follow up then, as soon as the bulk land plat is recorded, do we need to come back to a DHO hearing then for this preliminary plat with
This
the
is
new
Jay.
submittal, or can we?
No, this is Jay Rodenbeck. I mean, if we're working everything else out here, oh, Mr. Beazar is in here too, so I'll let him jump in here.
Okay, he appeared like magic. Good morning. Good morning, Mr. City Engineer. Let me swear
Morning.
you in and then we'll give you an opportunity to provide comment. Sir, you swear affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth.
I do.
Thank you, Shahab. Go ahead.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Beazar. So right now, this application, in our opinion, is not complete because we don't have a established boundary that is presented to us. So that established boundary it's done once the plot is recorded, the bulk land plot. So this boundary that is presented to us right now is not a legal boundary, correct, at this time.
Ms. Klein, any question or comment about Mr. Beazar's statement?
This is Kelly Klein with Bohannon Houston. No, I think I understand what he's conferring. I guess my question is, we've got this application in front of the staff now. As soon as we present a recorded Oakland plat. Is it just a matter of allowing this preliminary plat package to be approved, or is the city requesting an entirely new application process?
I would, this is Shahab Yazar again. I would say that we probably have to take a deferral and make a action, take an action when we have a legal boundary. I don't know if we would really want to go that far and just do a new application. I could ask Jay to see what his thoughts are on that.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. No, I'm not talking about a new preliminary plat application submittal. It'd be the existing this preliminary plat being deferred until a date where you can work out and the bulk land plat and get it recorded. That's what I'm meaning. We feel very strongly this existing preliminary plat application needs to get deferred, but it's not an invalidated application. It just
Perfect.
needs to get deferred until the
Thank
bulk land plat gets recorded.
And I see that Mr. Patterson's hand has gone up. Brian, good morning. Let me swear
Hello.
you in, and then I'll give you an opportunity to add comment. Do you swear affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead, please.
Brian Patterson, Titan Development, 6300 Riverside Plaza. We are the developer of TA Land. I just wanted to comment. I agree with the comments provided by City Engineer and Jay regarding the bulk plat. We are currently working with the MAFCA. Hopefully, in the next week or so, we'll have this finally resolved. But my understanding is we cannot come back for final approval till the bulk plat is recorded. I agree with that comment. So I just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
Correct. Absolutely, Brian. Yep.
And for Mr. Patterson or Ms. Klein or Mr. Rodenbeck or all three, it looks to me like the next DHO hearing would be on the 21st of January. Is that, I mean, nothing's written in stone, but is that enough time? Does your gut tell you that or?
Yeah, this is Brian Titan. My gut is no. We're working with the MAFCA and their appraiser to finalize the legal description of the half acre that we're purchasing. So we're continuing to work with them, and we'll see how it plays out.
Okay, Mr. Rodenbeck, let me jump to you then. From a procedural standpoint, if we were to defer this item until the following hearing, DHO hearing, which would be the 11th of February, and for whatever reason we don't have all the signatures or we don't have all the details worked out, the applicant could, under their own volition, request a deferral till a later date to give them additional time. Is that right?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Absolutely. I'll just note that we can't move meetings forward. So if we defer to February the 11th, then we couldn't move it forward to January 21st if things were moving faster than the applicant's team were thinking they would. I defer to the applicant's team ultimately on the DHO meeting date they decide to defer to. It just depends on how long they think they can work out their conditions and findings from the bulk land plat.
This is Brian with Titan. I think February 11th would be fine and fair for everyone. It will allow our team to continue to address the comments that we received and move forward on some of the DRC plan sets and other paperwork stuff. But yeah, knowing the process and the timing, I think we're fine for February 11th.
Okay. All right. Good. And again, as Mr. Rodenbeck mentioned, Brian, and I know you know this, but if for whatever reason the February 11th doesn't work, you guys can always ask, to bump it to the next meeting.
Yep.
But I'm going to be positive in 2026, and I'm going to assume that this will all be worked out.
I love the spirit.
Thank you.
Okay. And then Jay, let me jump back to you real quick. Again, just for the record, I want to make sure the associated waivers and vacation requests that are associated with the preliminary plat proposal, those will also need to wait until we get our bulk land stuff worked out, or
This
can
is
we?
Jay Rodenbeck. That's a good question.
Mr.
Because they're
Beazar,
tied to
yeah, Mr. Beazar's hand just went up. Shahab, What do you
If any
think?
and opposite decision hobby is, I would say we'll just should probably table it till the next hearing.
I was gonna say that too.
Mr. Patterson and Ms. Klein, are you all okay with that? Because they're kind of one
Yeah, that's fine.
package. We keep them all together. Okay. All right, good. All right. Did I miss anybody? I think I got everybody.
This is Jay Brode. Mr. Hinoster, I just want to note that Mr. Ibarra had a whole bunch of other comments.
Oh, I'm
So
sorry.
I don't think it hurts to go over those with the applicants team just so that we can work everything out between now and February 11th.
Yes, Marcel, I didn't mean to steal your thunder there.
Yeah, sure,
Mr.
no problem.
Groenbeck's absolutely correct. We're all together here. I
Yes.
know you, or I'm assuming you all have received, applicant team has received copies, written copies of that. But if we can just spend just a few minutes to go over that, it just helps, I think, to
Sure, no problem.
make sure we're all on the same
I
page.
had several comments in regards to MAFCA, but it appears to me that the applicant team is already working with the MAFCA and getting all those items required accomplished or completed. I was gonna ask the applicant team if they don't mind also to include or provide documentation demonstrating City Council approval of the zone change reference and the background information that I provided to you guys on page one of the document. I know there was a zone change approved by them in the past. I didn't see it in the application packet either. So the zone change is required. I know it went from RPD to R1A and then R1A to MXD, etc. So I need that included. Also, include the acreage for each proposed lot on the plat. We've noticed that that was not included for the entire development. All owners of the land associated with the plat must sign the MAFCA and TA Lands company or legal proof of the transfer of the property from MAFCA to TA Lands that needs to be signed. I'm not sure if the title, name title of the plat must be clarified to include the new tract names. For example, you were provided that bulk land review. So go ask for those comments.
Kelly, Mr. Barr, can I just ask a quick question real quick on
Sure.
that? So we're only coming into plat tract one. So that's what the title is including, tract one. So to include the tracks two and three, I don't think, and four are not necessary at this time unless I'm missing something.
Is that true, Jay? Can you clarify that?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. We just need to make sure that we clear the title and it's a replat of refer to the existing conditions in your title in the plat.
Okay, understood.
But I agree that if this is you make a good point that you're not including sections of the bulk land plat in phase one, but just make sure that you just clean up the title.
Okay, understood.
Yep.
Just the last few items that I had for you, just the normal conditions of approval. But aside from that, the existing easements and/or any easements being granted or vacated must be noted on the list or listed on the plat, on this plat. Also, provide documentation confirming that the signs have been posted, as specified on the sign posting agreement that you provided on this packet. We've noticed that there was no proof of the signs being posted. And that's the end of my comments.
All right, thank you, Mr. Ibarra. Ms. Klein or Mr. Patterson, any questions about his comments or what additional information he's seeking, clarification he's seeking? We good?
This is Kelly Klein with Bohannon Houston. I think we're good. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Rodenbeck, your hand's up. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Hirnosser. Brian and Kelly, regarding easements 5, 6, and 16 from the bulk land plat, could you guys confirm if they're affected by phase one of the development? I do want an answer on that because if so, any of them that are, the city engineer made it clear during the bulk land plat process, and we actually have a finding about that in the notice of decision for the bulk land plat that any that you'd require dedication of right of way to the city of Albuquerque for any of those easements impacted by this plan action?
This is Kelly Klein with Bohannon Houston. Yes, they are part of the Tract One, and they are dedicated on the preliminary plat to as right of way.
Okay, we got them dedicated. Okay,
Yes.
great. That's all I have, Mr. Hinosa. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Runbeck. All right. Anybody else wanting to provide comment? I'm scrolling through. I'm not seeing anybody. All right. I'm going to close the floor on this matter at this time. This is item 2, PR 2024-010885. I am going to defer this matter and the associated applications to the DHO hearing that will be held on February the 11th. I want to thank the applicant team, thank AMAFCA for their comments, as well as the Parks and Rec comment that was provided. Just encourage you to continue to work with those respective agencies so we can move this project on to the next step. And again, as mentioned earlier, if we get up close to the deadline for the hearing on February 11th, and you all need more time, if you'll just work with Mr. Rodenbeck and his team, and we can make sure that we keep you moving forward. All right. So
Thank you very
thank
much.
you, Mr. Patterson and Ms. Klein, and we'll see you on February the 11th.
Thank you.